up in the morning. Start your day with John and Charlie in the morning. In the morning. On 99.5 WJVR.
Morning.
Good morning, Kathleen. It's John and Charlie from WJVR in Wilmington, Delaware. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
You know, can't complain.
It's We're Wednesday. Good. We just had a whole bunch of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, I just saw a car that had it, like, painted on their back windshield with, you know, wax or whatever. Girl Scout cookies. They almost chased the car. I was like, what? What? Well, I didn't know it was that time of year yet.
They are everywhere. You can't turn around with bumping into 4'11" of cookie. It's just crazy. And I have no resistance, so I'm like, yes, I'll have 5 boxes. Thank you.
I'm going to need to get to Target or somewhere where the kids are standing outside now that I've been put on alert.
Well, you're coming to Wilmington March 11th, and the Girl Scouts will still be selling cookies. I will plant them outside of the theater for you if you like.
Okay, that'd be great.
We're excited that you're coming to town and you're on tour. This is a pretty big deal for you, huh?
It's endless. I know. It's like they call it a tour, but I'm like, I don't know if it's really a tour if it never stops. I think it's more of a life.
Yeah,
this has been 28 years. I'm not like Metallica where I take 3 years off and go think about things.
So there'll be no collaboration with Bruno Mars in the future at this point with you. You're just going to continue the solo career.
Yes. Well, as far as I know, I will be by myself.
And I see that, I mean, you're on the road over 300 nights a year. That's an insane amount of time.
It is an insane amount of time. Somebody asked me if I have a dog. I'm like, no. Sometimes I think about that. My life's not even fair to a dog. And then I stop thinking about that, or you would just poke your own eyes out. It's a lot of traveling. I know the Delta employees as if I am an employee. I think I should be invited to their party,
Christmas
party.
Exactly.
Yes.
Is it really hard, though, to forge relationships? I know, you know, you kid around about that, but when you're out on the road like that, how do you keep your friendships, your family relationships going? You know, you're never in one place long enough.
That is part of the problem. I know that's why all of us always joke that if you're going to find somebody to marry, it would have to be a pilot or a flight attendant, I guess. I drop in on my family a lot in Missouri. They're centrally located, which is perfect, so that's not too difficult. But, you know, there's a lot of them. I can't be at everybody's first communion. I have to pick my favorite. I'm like, okay, I'll be at your first communion. But the rest of you, not so much. Look for a check in the mail.
Oh, well, that's what it's all about anyway, when those nephews and nieces come knocking, right? They need some cash.
Exactly.
Come on, hook it up.
Exactly. Would you rather see me or would you rather have a lot of money when I'm dead? Pick one.
You can't have both.
That's right, you can't. Not the way this circus goes.
Well, we're talking with Kathleen Madigan, stand-up comic, coming to town, entertainer. You talked about how much you've been on the road. I know if this is too personal, you don't have to tell me, but Charlie has described many times when she goes traveling that things slow down. She's not able to stay regular. So,
the truth of it is, I have to go potty in my own home.
She will get in her car and drive an hour and a half back home. And
you and my youngest brother. Oh my God!
I went to Ireland for 10 days. I couldn't wait to get home, not because I miss my family, but I needed to use the bathroom. It was horrible.
Oh my God! That is exactly in Ireland where my brother had his bathroom meltdown. About I really just need to get to my bathroom. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Come on, Rain Man. We're going to be here for 2 weeks. You gotta roll with it.
I mean, how?
Because we've been traveling so long. I don't even think about those things. I don't think about that. I don't think about time zones.
All right.
I think it's also because we're never in a time zone long enough. I just act like I'm not in that time zone.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense, Charlie. So act like you're in
the Eastern
time zone. And wherever you are,
it'll work out for you. It's a big thing to overcome. It's not like I can just make it happen. Kathleen, I want to ask a serious question. I know we're going to go from bathroom talk to equality at the workplace. Women comics sometimes get the shorter end of the stick in the sense of you either have to be the mommy comic or you have to be super potty mouth. You're neither, but you're hysterically funny. And I've been a big fan of yours for years. Is there a difference between somebody who's female coming up in this business as opposed to a guy?
No, only if they make it like that. But I think you're talking, I don't know. I just talk about what I do every day and what I like and what interests me. So my act just reflects that, like traveling, my family, politics, stuff like that. Like, if you're really, you know, like, there's a couple of the mom comics that is their life. So then they should talk about that, you know, and some of the dads talk about it. So it's not like, you know, I think that there's just so few of us that there's a bigger, there's more scrutiny on what we're mm-hmm. saying.
Right.
You know, I mean, I love Jim Gaffigan, but he pretty much talks about being a dad a lot.
Right, right. That's his thing.
Right. So if a woman did that, then you're right, though. We kind of get stuck with the label of the mommy comic, but then some women call themselves that. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, come on, ladies. We need to have a meeting.
Right. right, because it's part of your identity, but it's not the only thing you are.
Right. I think sometimes they would use it to sell tickets because they think, okay, we'll get the moms to come out. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's kind of a hook type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just talk about what I like, and I think if every woman did that, I really just don't like shopping, so I'm never going to talk about it. It's mm-hmm. not like I said, I don't want to be branded as a woman, so I'm not going to talk about shopping. I just don't like shopping. So it's never come up. I don't give as much thought to my act as other people do.
It's
probably.
Not as calculated, yeah.
So you're like, I'm going to create a routine, an act that is going to target this specific audience. You don't do that. You're just like, hey, this
I'm
is really interesting. Ready to rock and roll.
Right. This is my train. If you want to get on it, get on. I don't have another train. So this is my only train.
You have been a guest on all the major evening night talk shows. Like, you've got Conan, Leno, Letterman. Is there a favorite host that you used to like to go on and perform for as well as talk to?
I like talking to Leno because he knows everything about work. Like, you could say the grimiest club in wherever. I mean, anywhere, and Jay knows it. Like, he was still, like, a working comic. So mm-hmm. I liked talking to him about, if you said, oh, I'm going to Atlantic City, he's like, that's the way you work. And he's worked every single one of them. So mm-hmm. he knows. I just felt like I was talking to a regular comic, not a TV host. So I felt comfortable. I liked that.
Mm-hmm. And you've said many times one of the best crowds, obviously, to play for are the USO shows when you're performing for the troops. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, they're so excited that you showed up. They're excited anybody showed up. And one of the ones that went to Iraq and Afghanistan, Robin Williams was with us, and he said, why didn't anybody here film this as a special? I'm like, I don't know, but you're the one with the most money. That was your job. You should have thought of that.
You should have bankrolled that.
Yeah, exactly. You all you got to do is make one phone call, and this could have been done, Robin. So they are really great crowds, though, and sometimes it's really fun to see it back in the States where, like, this guy came up to me in Vegas. He's like, I saw you in Kabul, Afghanistan in 2011. And I'm like, yay, you made it back. Yay. Good for you.
That's great. Well, you're going to be coming to Wilmington on March 11th at the Grand Opera House. Tickets are on sale now at grand.org. We're excited to see you on tour. I again, been a big fan of yours for years. I think you're very entertaining. I can relate. You know, I'm Italian Catholic, which is like a couple of letters off from Irish Catholic, so I totally relate to your family humor.
Oh, thank you. And a few more superstitions. If one of my Italian friends tells me one more superstition throughout the Catholic Church...
Well, that's what it is. It's superstition and guilt. That's what we survive on as Italians.
Yes. I'm like, I didn't need to know that the penny needed to be heads up. I was picking them all
please.
Up. I thought I was really lucky.
Don't jinx yourself. So. If it's tails down and you touch it, forget it. It's over.
I know. My friend Diane told me that. I am aware now, thanks to my Italian friends, yes.
And if you want, make sure people don't give you the evil eye, wear red. This way it wards it back on them. You know, I'll take care of you, Kathleen. I'll get you all set up.
Okay. If you can write all those down by the time I get there, that would be great.
There's a flow chart.
I'll have that ready for you and Girl Scout cookies.
Okay, great.
Well, we'll see you March 11th at the Grand Opera House. Kathleen Madigan, it was great speaking with you this morning. Thank you for giving us some time.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon. Thanks so much.
Ow! John and Charlie in the morning. Just feel good. I woke up feeling this way. WJVR.